Stockholm Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Dr. Henderson Carter, Senior Lecturer in History in the Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. The practice of Obeah, that bewitching magic steeped in mystery and superstition, is synonymous with the Barbadian way of life and its history. In Barbadian folklore, many a child has been conceived, relationships rekindled, debt forgiven, and fortune told through the works of those with gifts of the practice. Synonymous with Africa, and later enslaved Africans within the Caribbean, the practice of Obeah was no stranger to Barbados. On Barbados, so prevalent was its practice that terror lay deep within the hearts of enslavers who feared that it would permeate the walls of their estates. The fear of white women that black women would use this dark magic to seduce their husbands, or the fear of white men that it would be used to poison their livestock, or more importantly, their slaves, filled many with dread. Although Barbadian laws had only casually alluded to the practice of Obeah, the first law that explicitly mentioned Obeah was passed on November 4th, 1806. It focused on the use of Obeah by slaves to kill or maim other enslaved persons, making its practice a capital offense, punishable by death, if it could indeed be proven that Obeah was the cause of death of the enslaved person. In the case where death did not occur, the act called for the transportation or banishment from the island of the person responsible.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.